Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Brad Huskin and I are celebrating his 20th anniversary. He's an original founding member of our brain trust, president of IAS Training. Put a .com on the end of that, IAStraining.com. You'll find all the things he does there, his books, your weekly distribution by email, right? You got a little newsletter?
Yeah, we got a newsletter called Sales Insight that if they would like to get a free subscription, I call it a monthly newsletter, a weekly newsletter that comes out 3 or 4 times a month.
Okay.
Just based on my travel schedule. But they can go to the website, IAStraining.com, and sign up for the newsletter. And,
all right.
And more than happy to put them on the list.
Check it out. So we're talking about recruiting and hiring and bringing on quality salespeople. Folks, you know, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about with my customers, Brad, is what I call higher quality prospecting. You know, the old way of prospecting where you and I just used to walk up and bang on a door and say, "Hi, I'm Jim, how you like me so far," and probably get in, those days are gone. And so you got to do what I call a higher quality, you got to do higher quality prospecting. You got to raise your game up a little bit. And so if you're going to have higher quality prospecting to convert people from prospects to customers, you're going to have higher quality people, aren't you?
Absolutely. And that's the whole point behind this thing is that, you know, with as many businesses going out as are currently, you know, the economy's great, but there's still a big switch in how people buy things.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of retail stores, I mean, you hear it every day that are closing. There are some great people available out there. So it's just a matter of going out and beating the bushes and finding the person that you want to hire and not settling for mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why recruiting and hiring is so gosh darn important.
So what's the last step in this process? We've recruited, we've interviewed, now we're bringing them on board.
You've got to test them.
Okay.
You got to test them. I'm a huge believer in testing. And I test for their sales aptitude. And I test for their basic math skills test and their basic reading skills test. And I also have started instituting a handwriting analysis.
Really?
Which is really kind of interesting.
It is interesting.
I never really believed in it, and it's been proven to me several times that, hey, this gives
what does handwriting tell you?
Well, it could tell you if they're a crook. It could tell you about their
really?
And their ethic. Oh, yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, I was going to hire a guy and send it off to the handwriting analysis. He said, "Don't hire this guy. He's a crook." And I said, "No, I can't."
Wow.
And then one of his first questions in the interview was a question that no one would ask unless they had the intention of stealing from him.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was crazy.
That's incredible. I do believe in the testing thing because, especially for salespeople, because folks' personalities, your personality really does dictate whether you're going to be happier as an accountant or as a salesperson.
Absolutely. And that's where you got to do a personality profile test
mm-hmm.
as well. And there's lots of good ones out there. And,
handwriting, though. How do you hook up with a handwriting expert?
Well, you just got to look for them out there.
Yeah.
And every industry seems to have one or two people that specialize
mm-hmm.
in their industry in particular. So, you know, you can beat the bushes and find somebody. Or
this is crazy.
If they want to call me or email me, I give them the name of somebody that can do it. So,
I mean, I've heard of handwriting evaluations to tell about, you know, different things about people, but I never thought of it from the hiring process. Very interesting. What else? What's the last thing? We've got about a minute left. Let's bring them on board. How do we bring them on board? Let's get that done.
Well, we got to hire them, then we got to train them. So once you hire them, you got to put them through the some type of a 6-day, 10-day, 14-day orientation. And too often we give people, you know, these 90-day trial periods. And I just think you should know within the first 3 or 4 days if this person is going to work out. So we put them through a very stringent 6-day orientation where we give them very specific things that they need to do. You know, one of the things that I've always beat up retailers for is the very first thing they teach them is how to run the register and how to ring up the sale. And you're giving a brand new employee access to your cash. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
The first thing you should teach them is how to turn over a sale they can't complete.
That's right.
Because they don't have any knowledge.
That's, I like that. Hey, listen, when you come back, let's spend the next time talking about training. Just training.
We'll do that.
How about that? Hey, good job right, today. Buddy. As always, take care of yourself. Thanks for 20 great years. We'll do it
day.
Again. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.